This is We've Got Issues, your Monday morning political chat from Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Passing any kind of millage in northern Michigan is a tough task, and it might be an even tougher job in the future. Last week, Governor Rick Snyder signed a campaign finance law that, among other things, prohibits public groups like schools from talking about millage votes within 2 months of an election. Steve Preisel is superintendent of Elk Rapids Schools. The district failed to pass a $10 million school bond twice in 2013 and 2014. Preisel says he's worried about the law.
It's important that we get the information out to our community members. And you know, this 60-day mandate, I think, it's just closes the door on us having the ability to be transparent.
Some opponents have called this law a gag order, saying it will unfairly hamstring their ability to pass tax increases. Here to explain the new law further is Rick Pluta. Rick is Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Nice to talk again, Rick.
Good morning, David.
Rick, is this truly a gag order in the way that opponents of the law say it is?
Well, it's unclear. What these local elected officials say is that the language of this bill is so broad and so vague that it could be interpreted in such a way that they would be unable to publicly speak about a ballot question, a millage question, a local ballot issue in the 60 days prior to the election, because the law refers to using any type of public resource for any type of communication, and then it lists all kinds of different ones that make mention of a ballot question. They've also raised a concern that maybe there are issues like if a millage question comes up in the course of a city council or board of education meeting that is made available to the public via cable access, would that somehow run afoul of the law?
Governor Snyder says that some of the opponents of the law are misinterpreting it. Andy wants the legislature to pass an amendment to clarify the law's purpose. What is Governor Snyder asking the legislature to do?
Well, he didn't say anything specific, except that he said that he doesn't think it's a problem, but the legislature ought to go back and fix it anyway. But what a fix would mean and what a fix would look like remains to be seen. And there's even some question that, you know, can you fix this language and still keep it in there without, you know, all the attendant confusion that goes with it?
What's the logic behind this bill to begin with?
Well, it is already illegal to use public funds to support a ballot question, that if you sit on a school board, that you can't vote to use part of the school budget to promote a millage. There are some anti-tax small government conservatives who say that public officials are still finding ways to game it and do things to support a millage that, you know, at least indirectly make some use of public resources. And they say they're trying to close the door on that. And the response from the local officials is, well, you know, we did vote to put it on the ballot, and we do have not just the right, but maybe even the responsibility to explain to the public why we did it, how the money would be used. Basically, you know, informational stuff. And they say that's what the public is being denied. And should point out that there is nothing from stopping a ballot campaign committee from fundraising and, you know, doing campaign things and buying radio ads and printing brochures and things like that. This just deals with, you know, public officials and expanding the existing prohibition on using public resources in a ballot campaign.
This issue is really just one part of a larger law. It's I think, over 50 pages long. And some Republicans who voted for the bill, now they say that they didn't actually know everything that was in it. How does that happen?
It's what happens on the final night of the session for a year when a substitute version of a bill is introduced that takes it from 14 pages to 53. And even the summaries that are prepared by the legislative staff to inform lawmakers what they're voting on don't include everything that's in it. That's how this happens. Although, you know, in some respects, you could also blame things like inexperienced term limits that, you know, this is something that maybe lawmakers need to learn to look out for.
What else is there in this bill?
This is an omnibus elections bill, and it deals with some innocuous things like filing deadlines, but it also includes some, you know, pretty interesting things like, you know, in every campaign cycle, there are contribution limits that individuals and political committees are allowed to donate this much and no more to a political campaign. And one of the things that this does is it says, well, now, once an election cycle is complete, if a campaign has debts, those political committees can go back and donate even more money above and beyond those caps to help a campaign pay those debts. So a campaign could conceivably go into, you know, debt at some point with the understanding that, you know, groups will come back later on and help make up the difference despite the contribution limits that are in state law.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.